This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Is on. Okay.
Turn on my microphone.
I've got it. Okay, now.
30 years. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. It is 7:06. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. That is when we can finally get started. And here we are. Good morning. It's Friday, and you know what today Friday is? We've got a full day. I've got Gary Cad pacing out there right then. I think we've got Chris Reed calling in. Eddie McAllister's gonna come in. He's gonna talk about, he's gonna talk about the veterans, Vietnam veterans thing. But also he's gonna talk about the Martin Luther King I Had a Dream speech. It's the 50th anniversary of the Dream speech that's coming up here, in August. So there's plans being made right now, as they should be. We start celebrating any event like that. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. And then, of course, outside the wire, today we're going to be talking chemtrails. And we have, the man who is kind of one of those leaders in that movement, Dane Wingate, said he would talk, he said he's been trying to find a meteorologist that will debate him about this for years. Well, we found one for him. And they're going to get together after, in a while, after we talk to him a little bit. What else? And then, of course, Agenda 21. What a day today. But we always start off our days with our Market Minute and our Wells Fargo advisor, in this case, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good Friday morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over half an hour into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 66 points at 14,488. The S&P 500 adding 7 points at 1553. While the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 14 points at 32.36. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 94 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 2 cents at $12.59, Nike up $5.59 at $59.19, while Pfizer's up 21 cents at $28.32. Of local interest, PG&E up 16 cents at $43.83, North Valley Bank up a penny at $17.03, or Harley-Davidson is down 11 cents at $52.62. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.92%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil is up 44 cents a barrel at $92.89, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $5.23 an ounce at $1,608.86. Well, silver's down 36 cents an ounce at $28.77. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They are the ones that can help you with your investments. Or stop by Park Marina Drive and visit them. They're there all the time. Okay, what's the weather today, Bob?
Sunny today, high near 67. Winds could be gusting up around 20 miles an hour. Should be clear tonight, low near 45. Right now in Reading, a chilly 39 degrees. A report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Last night, pizza night. This weekend, music. And, of course, great, great lunches, dinners, and service. And their event center, their cotillion, their conservatory, their whatever you want to call it, is opening this weekend, and they have weddings going on there. That's the one that the county tried to put an injunction on because, for whatever reason, and again, lost 13 in a row, but still going at $40,000 a month. Okay, we've got, like I said, a lot of people here. We're going to get ready to start, but one of the things I just wanted to say, just to start you off today and get that mood going, is the Democrats now again have the supermajority in the Senate. One of the assembly members was elected to be in the Senate in a special election because one of their senators has just been elected to be a United States congressman out of the San Diego area. So we're back to supermajority in the Senate. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Sroptimist at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642 because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning! There is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. It is Friday with Carl Bott. I'm not sure what that song is, but that sounds good. All right, we're back. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's 39 degrees out there, my friends. Go down and warm your hands around that cup of coffee, latte, cappuccino. And they can also sell you coffee beans by the pound, gourmet coffee beans at a better price than you're going to find anywhere. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Gary Cadd.
Yes, sir.
The chair recognizes the Honorable Gary Cadd.
Point of order, Mr. Cadd.
Point of order. Do you yield your chair, Mr. Cadd?
Well, you know, the thing with it is the council has never had any rules of order. In essence, they haven't had. And I think that in the long run, even the joking and the paper and everything else that's been going on, in the long run, it's going to help run meetings more orderly, and then we can have amended motions if one so wants to amend a motion.
But can you stifle give and take?
No. That's not the intent of this, to do that. You know, there's give and take and do the whole thing. And the thing about calling for the question is not meant to make a motion and say call for the question. I mean, it's open to people talking and discussing, debating, And then we turn around, and when it gets to a point, you should ask Mr. Mayor to call for the question. And if the mayor so wants to, they can call for the question. And if someone else wants to continue, there is an actual motion to call for the question. It takes a second, and it takes a two-thirds vote of the body if somebody wants to keep it open.
So,
filibuster, if you will.
So this has been going on without this, though, for how long?
Well, it's been going on a long time without it.
100 years?
But the council cannot make amend a motion.
Without this?
Without this. I mean, you can make a friendly amendment.
So, a friendly amendment. So give me an example.
Well, let's just say, for instance, that I think Mr. Starman used this the other night. Let's say, for instance, that the motion is to buy a new fire truck and is to be red. And then somebody comes up and says, well, no, why don't we have this fire truck be the yellow or the
lime
turquoise?
Green. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the lime green color. And if the maker of the motion that wants it red says, well, no, I'm not going to go along with this, then the council would just drop it. It had to be a friendly. In other words, the maker of the original motion had to agree to what the amendment is.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, this, and so this, what this is now is when the maker says no. Which is like the other night, Councilwoman MacArthur asked me if we could change the motion that I made. And I said no. Well, the reason being was with Patrick, Councilman Jones, amended the motion while we were up there. And as it worked out, we ran over the top of it and didn't do anything with it and went back to the main motion and went on, and it failed. And that was the one where staff wanted to put it into a resolution. It wasn't my idea. It was the way they said that we should handle it. So it was fine. And, so then we chose to not put it into a resolution and put it into code, but we will use it as coming in the future. So that's fine with me. So
okay, I've had enough.
Okay.
All right. That was me gaveling this down. Okay, I understand what you're saying here.
Yeah.
You just kind of bring rules to maybe sometimes untidy.
Right, okay. Exactly.
But that's not what you came on for.
No, what I came on for today to talk about was the city's indebtedness. And the first thing I guess we will come up with here is called bond indebtedness.
We're in the black right now, right? I mean, as far as income.
Oh no, we're in the black, but we've got quite a little bit of debt. That's what I wondered.
You want to talk about the debt,
right? So it's bond indebtedness, which I call it credit card debt. Being able to sell bonds is about the same thing as having a credit card with no limit on it. And our bond indebtedness as of June 30 of 2012 was $304 million. We pay out $14 million in payments and principal, and $12.5 million in what's called debt service or interest to what we
That's
understand.
A
That's a year. Then the other portion of our indebtedness is unfunded liabilities, and we have unfunded liabilities for pensions and health care. The two first number I was going to give here are CalPERS actuarials. It's their bean counters. Public safety is underfunded, $60.9 million.
Is that statewide?
That's City of Reading.
City of Reading is underfunded
$60.9 million.
Okay, almost $61
million. This public safety. And the market value of that number is $77.4 million.
Why is it 61 million?
Because it's an actuarial figure that the CalPERS comes up with, their bean counters, and their actuarial numbers usually come out lower than what the market value is.
Okay, so the market value of what we owe is $70 million.
$77 million. And then miscellaneous PERS is $61 million actuarial.
Who's miscellaneous?
That's everybody else but public safety.
Okay.
And then the market value is $89.8 million.
So that's 187 million? $177 million?
Give me a second here and I'll come up with it.
That's okay, but it's close. Let's just say $170 million.
Then PARS, which is the everybody but public safety has two pension plans, CalPERS and PARS. And PARS is underfunded $34 million.
So $200 million then.
Right. Then we can go to
that's $200 million we owe the city owes on just pension plans
on pension plans.
Okay.
Then we also owe, depending upon whether you want to take the date of January 1st of 2011 or June 30th of 2012, we owe $134 million for post retirement health care. It's some people call it Gatsby 45. It's a government code in our budget, but it's $134.6 million for a total of $336 million.
Third of a billion.
So if you take the, bond indebtedness at 304 and you take the pension and healthcare at 336, you come out with, I think, the total.
Two thirds of a billion is
$648 million. Just short of $649 million.
Okay. Well, let's take a break on that. So the city of Reading, if I understand this right, Councilman Cad, you've gotten us into this hole where we owe $668 million. The city has that in unfunded liabilities that we must pay.
In ongoing debt.
Does it get worse every year?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get back. Let's talk about that. We'll be right back. Carl Warnebot, KCNR 1460.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed, and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and the gang do great work. They did our kitchen. I can't say anything more than it was just a beautiful job. Give them a call at 530-241-7866. Very competitive, very professional. They do great work. Estate Granite, 530-241-7866. Our guest is Councilman Gary Cad. Okay, when we left, the city of Reading is paying 57 cents of every dollar to pay your debt.
Paying in debt.
Is he going to get any
better? Well, no, you know, I really can't say that. That's not a true statement. Oh. Because pension and health care are unfunded. We're not paying anything on it. It's amount going up, but we're not paying.
So we're not paying it down?
No.
So why don't we pay it down?
We don't have the money.
Okay, so that just gets worse every year.
It's going up every year.
I mean, we're not paying anything on it?
Nothing. We're not paying anything towards
this. Is this like your credit card bill that you pay nothing on? It just keeps accumulating, and they're not sending you letters saying that pay me now?
Well, somebody should be doing that, but no, they're not. Now the point on the bond indebtedness I made a minute ago when I gave that amount, that amount is completely the city of Reading, everything. That's the utilities and the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
The four or five utilities and the general fund total. And the reason
how much?
That's
1 billion something.
Yeah, $304 million for that portion of this. But now having said that, the reason that I put those together and we talk about both the utilities and the city of Reading is because there's taxpayers in the city and there's ratepayers. But there's something synonymous with both of them. It's called payers. So we pay for both of them. But one of the things on the retirement that I would bring forward is the PARS enhancement. This is the second retirement plan that that everybody but public safety has. The PARS was enhanced by the council in 2004, and it was implemented or put into place on January 1st of 2005. And this enhancement was retroactive to day one that everyone went to work for the city of Reading. So the enhancement debt as of 1/1/05 was $17.9 million. So we went back, not starting it on January 1, moving forward.
We started it back 20 years for some people.
Whenever they went to work, yeah. 20 years, 25,
right.
10 years, 5 years. And that's where
they went up 14% too. Is that
14.6%?
14.6%. Voted the enhancement of 14.6%. Mm-hmm. Can the city council take that away?
No. Because it's in their contracts now.
Was 14% back then. They haven't been getting 14% every year.
No. What they're doing is they're getting 14% of their salary, of their base salary, into a retirement fund.
Right. Okay, I see what you mean.
So there's 20.
All right.
20% of
well, how are we going to pay for this? We only got a few more minutes left. I'll probably take you over on the other side. But how do we pay for this? I mean, can we pay for this? I mean, are we paying for it?
No, right now on the pension and healthcare, we're not paying for it.
When do we pay for it?
Well, we're going to have to pick that up.
When?
We have. First of all, we have to stop the bleeding, and then secondly, we have to start working to move forward.
Yeah. That's our caller. He's not going to come on to the other side of the break and all that. So you might tell me when. Might want to call back in 10 minutes. I know what you want to say is that people are going to have to pay more into their retirement plans.
Well, it's what we're going to have to do because the thing with it is they're promised this.
Yeah.
So it's a promise that we probably shouldn't have made, but it's a promise to our employees.
Sometimes we make promises that we shouldn't make, but right. but guess what? We did it. Now we live up to it.
Right. So reason that I'm bringing this forward today is at least to stop
the future. The future hemorrhaging?
Yeah. I'd say future bleeding, yes, but future hemorrhaging, to put a cap to it. In other words, it's not going to get any more than what it is so that we can start paying it down.
I don't understand why we're not paying any now. Is it because they haven't retired? Is that it? But once a person retires, we start paying for this?
Right. That's the reason why.
I thought that there was the CalPERS and all that, that people were paying into this all the time, and plus their investments. Of course, investments are horrible, which is why it's come back, right. And we're having to pay more. But if the economy turns around, will that help?
That's a big word. Tall in the corner.
If the economy, and the economy looks like it's starting to turn around a bit. I mean, it's turning around with us.
Right.
Right here, you guys are doing a good job keeping our outlays and inlays coming. But if the economy turns around, that would help.
Well,
but can't really count on it.
If the economy turns around, it's not going to help these figures right here. If and when the economy turns around, it's going to help for the CalPERS investments that we don't have to keep going back and picking up on the investment money.
Okay.
Which we have done in the last two or three, 4 years we've had. It keeps getting
more. But we're still going to have to have that. Well, how are we going to pay this, Gary?
Well, basically we're going to have to talk to the employees to
The new employees will.
The older employees.
Oh.
But see, we're going to have to wait and do it and negotiate with them.
In contract time.
Right. And the thing with it is the employees are probably going to say, well, Gary Cad's out after us and this and that and the other thing. But the problem is we have a debt that we have to take care of.
Yeah. I tell you what, why don't you hang on just for a couple of minutes right after this, and I want to ask another question and right after the news, okay? All right. When we come back, we have Gary Cabot, then Chris Street will be with us right after that, talking about what happens to Facebook and what they're doing to you. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green on the last trading day of the week. Better than expected earnings from luxury retailer Tiffany and restaurant owner Darden are helping push markets higher. But despite the early gains, the major averages are all on track to finish the week in the red. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 67 points. Goldman Sachs is initiating coverage on Hanes Brands with a conviction buy rating and a $50 price target. Analysts cite the retailer's durable portfolio of brands and see a strong program of buybacks and dividend increases. The cash register may be on its final sale. Stores nationwide are opting to ring up sales on smartphones and tablet computers. Luxury retailer Barney's New York plans to start using iPads or iPod touch devices in some of its stores for credit and debit card purchases this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Experts say many of our bridges and roads are in poor condition, and nearly half of us have no access to mass transit. America's infrastructure sure needs help. That's where Build America Mutual, BAM, comes in. We insure the municipal bonds that towns and cities need to rebuild. With our AA stable guarantee, we save municipalities and their taxpayers money and protect municipal bond investors against loss. Find out more at buildamerica.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Spring Water, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beattie, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, chemtrails, conspiracy to control the population, or a desperate attempt to save the world from climate change. A locally produced video is making the rounds. How could such a huge geoengineering project be concealed in plain sight? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. I'll be outside the wire in a while. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff makes a guarantee nobody else will. From a small chip to cracks up to 24 inches long, he guarantees his work. You'll even be able to see where that crack is. Go see Jeff down at 3280 Market Street or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. He absolutely guarantees his work, and he does good work. Okay, Gary Cab, we got a few more minutes here before our other person calls back again. It sounds like we're in deep kimchi here, as we used to say in the Marine Corps.
Well, the thing with it is you, to an extent, you're right. The city budget is on the plus side. We're in the black. It's not by a whole bunch, but we are in the black and have been running there. I don't know that the council has, and staff has ever let us go into the red, but, we're running awfully close.
Well,
we got to watch our nickels and dimes. Okay. Put it that way.
All right. Two questions. This is an infrastructure question. This just came in. Plaster Street.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready to widen Plaster Street. Are we going to be spending money on, medians and, palm trees?
There will be no palm trees. I know that for a fact. But as far as mediums, you know, I am not sure. I know they're just finishing up on the engineering, and they're doing some surveying out in that area now. But as far as the actual design, I would have to talk to Mr. Brian Crane, our Public Works Director, because I don't know what the total design of it is. Probably should, because I live out that way. But I don't know.
It's not going from a court up to Benton Dog Park. It's from
Benton Dog Park up to actually Cumberland Drive.
Or Cumberland Drive.
It's going to actually the improvement will start at Boston, which is a little further out past the road.
Okay.
And then come in widen two lane, come into to Cumberland Drive, and then at Cumberland Drive, is my understanding, then it will widen just past Cumberland Drive. It'll widen out to four lanes, and it'll be four lanes from there up to Buena Ventura, down to Air Park, and then come on down the hill to
all right. Yeah, that's nasty right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It needs some work. Okay. Gary.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
Well,
we're going to raise taxes.
No, I'm not really in the tax or rate, either one, raising mood myself. And, we're going to have to get really serious. The first thing we do is we have to start talking about it. People have to realize that we have a problem here and what the problem is and what the scope of the problem is.
Yeah.
And then we need to be talking about what we need to do. There's probably several different options of different ways to go. Some of them are probably not going to be taken very well, and some of them are going to hurt. So I think that the reason I'm here this morning is to talk about this issue.
I think we need to talk about it. We're this far in debt. But we've also got, hopefully, unlike last time, which became confrontational, we can get everybody on the same sheet of music here.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. And, okay. Okay. The other question was the moving of REU, the call center out. The SIU has put a lawsuit saying that this is costing money, that it's, almost against the law. I'm not sure if that's exactly the words they used, but moving the call center, outsourcing it to, Iowa. Or wherever it is.
Nebraska.
They're all the same. Okay. But outsourcing it. I called the other day because that's when I do. I wait till the very last minute to give the exorbitant rates I have to pay to REU. And they answered the phone, got to me. But then again, they always have. But I'm understanding that with the service is better here.
I haven't used the service, but I understand that the calls are being received faster and
there's a heavier volume.
Quite larger volume from it. In fact, I guess it surprised staff and the Vertex, the company that's supplying the outsourcing. But, it's something to look at, and then it's going through the courts, and we're hopeful that the city comes out prevailing on that particular case, because if it isn't, it's going to be quite expensive to back out of that contract.
Well, you know, city ain't been doing too good lately with our lawsuits.
No, actually, you're right. But back on December 4th, when I was sworn into the council that particular night, this issue came up, and I had done my research. And there's actually quite a cost to get out of that contract, which is going to be quite hurtful.
We only got 2 minutes, and you got to run.
Yeah. If I could, I'd like to go back and talk about the the post-retirement health care.
Okay.
Post-retirement health care as of January 1 of 11 was $121 million. It's
that's a year.
Unfunded.
That's a year?
No, that's the total amount.
Okay, total
amount. Of what is owed. And then if you come forward 18 months to June 30th of 2012, that amount jumps up to $134 million. So it goes up $13 million in 18 months.
What does Obamacare do to this?
And do we,
is that going to have, is the Affordable Care Act going to impact on the city and the state that besides the exchanges that they're trying to force people into?
I would imagine it does, Carl, but I do not have any idea. No one has really brought that up, and I don't know.
You ought to take a look at that because right now it's skyrocketing. I've got 10 facts. It's coming out of Investors Review, and it's in by the Government Accounting GAO. Is this, it's 10 things that's going to have a huge impact on people and businesses. And I can't, and if you've got some kind of, you know, I realize this is a state thing, but it could have an impact on us. Anyway, Gary.
Hey, thank you guys.
Anytime, you know, love having y'all come in here and just say, you know, this is what we owe and we've got to figure out something to do. And I hope that, you know, that people understand is that this isn't going to go away. We made some bad decisions. We being our elected officials made some decisions under those circumstances that are causing us are going to cause us a great deal of,
grief.
Well, yeah, grief. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to have to really suck it up here because of that, because of decisions that were not very far-sighted that were made back in 2003, 2005, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Gary, thanks a lot for coming in.
You're more than welcome.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to have Chris Street on the phone, and Chris is going to be talking to us about what Facebook is doing with your information, and you're not going to like it.
Join us for the 19th annual Shasta College Athletic Celebrity Dinner and Auction at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Friday, March 22nd, 2013. This year's special guest is Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Bill played for legendary UCLA coach John Wooden, where he was voted one of the best players in the history of college basketball and went on to star in the NBA for the Portland Trail Blazers and Boston Celtics. He is currently a commentator for both college and professional basketball telecast. Come and enjoy a great evening with a fabulous dinner plus live and silent auctions. Tickets and table reservations can be made by contacting the Shasta College Athletic Office at 530-242-7592 or come by in person. All of the proceeds from this important event will help give over 350 Shasta College student athletes a great experience representing our 17 intercollegiate sport programs. It's better on the river.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Councilman Gary Cadd yielded the floor to me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yeah, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Old-fashioned quality. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. They will keep your system up and working. They will put in brand new systems for great prices. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. On the line, Chris Street. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, Carl?
Hey, I'm Peachy. Now, you wrote an article the other day, and I wish everybody could read the articles you write. How do they get to your articles?
Well, they go to my website, which is www.chris, C-H-R-I-S-S, Street, S-T-R-E-E-T, and A-N-D, Company, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y.com. So it's Chris Street and Company, and there's three S's together. But, Carl, when I wrote this piece, I thought it was a good information piece and it meant something to me. I had no idea how viscerally people would respond.
Well, this one we're talking about is Facebook and information. Go on, lay it on, everybody.
What's called Outed by Facebook for Profit. And what it is, there was a group of Cambridge scientists that got together because there had been some horror stories. And we all heard horror stories of people getting outed on Facebook for this or for that. You know, a cheerleader actually committed suicide because people said nasty things about her on her Facebook account. So these Cambridge scientists said, well, let's see what Facebook sells and let's see how, you know, bad people can use that information. And so what they did is they got together 58,000 Facebook accounts and they used fairly common analytical tools for those people who are more scientific-oriented. They're called algorithms, but that's just a fancy name for a computer program that sorts a lot of information. So Facebook is the largest aggregation of information in the history of the world, and it's what's called big data, Carl. And, of course, government has always been into, quote-unquote, big data, usually to be tyrannical against you. But these group of scientists got together and decided to analyze this big data and see what they could figure out from the information there.
Okay, and what'd they find?
Well, what they found is they could tell your sexual orientation, your religion, the organizations you belong to, really deep secrets that most people wouldn't think could possibly be figured out from their information. But the more you're on Facebook, the more Facebook is aggregating your documentation to put you in little boxes and figure out who you are. And so shady characters, whether they're, you know, marketing people or whether they're government snoops or whether they're, you know, out-and-out criminals, are using this data. And, you know, the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution was written by James Madison, and it incorporated something called a philosopher named John Locke's natural rights. And those natural rights, one of the biggest ones, of course, with the British, who were incredibly tyrannical, was the right against search and seizure. And the Fourth Amendment reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by an oath of affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized." Well, in James Madison's wildest imagination, he couldn't believe that after fighting the Revolutionary War and the bloody battles for that against an intrusive government, that 200 years later, individuals would opt in to give their really most confidential information to Facebook, well, Carl, and, you know, there are high-paying customers that buy this.
Okay, now, when you say their most intimate knowledge of themselves, is this because they fill out questionnaires on Facebook, or is this because they put things in there in this, the algorithms that they're using, pick out words and pick out trends, and then and catalog them, and then Facebook then turns around and sells it to the highest bidder?
Well, that's exactly right, Carl. This group of researchers specifically did not go to any kind of index or any kind of compilation page that somebody would have filled out. They just took the searches that you can buy from Facebook and the data stream you can buy from Facebook, and they used those searches to index, catalog, and find indicators. And some of the indicators they found, you know, were people who clearly had – everybody's got secrets. I mean, I understand that, you know, some people out there think they're perfect. But everybody's got secrets, whether it's health, whether it's other issues. But putting yourself on Facebook is the most amazing issue. The more you're on there, the more that whoever you are, you're indicating. And these researchers, of course, they're called marketers or criminals, you know, buy that information. And you're right, Carl, they buy it at the highest bidder price. But even at a low bidder price, you can get most of it.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. Chris, when I come back, I want to ask you that. Then how are they using this? How are criminals using this? And how are the big merchandisers using this when we get back? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebot. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Clean. It's got everything you could possibly want there at Orchard Nutrition. All right. Our guest, Chris Street. Chris, when we left, we talked about how Facebook has done a lot of mining of information of everybody in it and is selling it to the highest bidder. Now, how can criminals and merchandisers use this one?
Well, of course they can use it, Carl, because if the more they know about you, the more they can take advantage of you, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a very sophisticated people called psychometrics. Now, these are people that look in your mind and use data to try to figure out from your actions what is in your mind. And as I said, you know, Cambridge got 58,000 feeds from Facebook, and they started mining it. They could figure out, once again, without you identifying yourself or looking at any of the pictures, they could identify your race 95% of the time, your religion and political leanings 80% of the time. They could tell whether your sexual orientation about 88% of the time. So these are really big numbers. But then when you look at, you know, what people are willing to put on Facebook, it's just amazing. Consumer Reports found that 56% of adult Facebook users posted personal information such as their full birth date, including month, date, and year, 38% photos of kids, 21% children's names, 13% street addresses, and 8% when they're away from home, and 3% other issues that you could come into abuse. For example, if you had your child at the park and some predator was trying to steal children and went on the Facebook page, found out your child's name was Brittany, found out Brittany's birthday was that day or the next day, and that Brittany wanted a little Alice in Wonderland doll, you know, he could go up in the park and say, "Hi, I'm your Uncle Joe, and I've got your Alice in Wonderland doll in the car. Why don't you come on over? Your mom said that you're going to have your birthday tomorrow, and you need it right now." That's an example of, you know, a predator.
Yeah.
But when you take a look at financial information or other issues, once you have pretty much the birth date, once you have some other background information, you can generally come around and use special computers to figure out the Social Security number.
Well, this is really scary. So what do we do?
It
just
is
take
better than scary.
Yeah, it is. You know, one of the things that we teach in our personal protection class is that putting any information on Facebook is silly, because there are people out there, just as you said, they don't have the mega computers, but what they have is they'll look and just look at pictures. And when you say, "Hey, I'm home alone this weekend," what you've just done is open yourself up. And So how do we keep this? Just by changing completely and nothing, no pictures of kids, anything?
Well, I don't think that you, first of all, putting your picture of your kid on Facebook for the whole wide world might give you a good rush about it, but you've got to be basically insane. Children's pictures do not ask any law enforcement. You know, pictures of children identifying them by name is what predators, you know, really dream of. Did you know, Carl, that over a third of the people that go on Facebook every day feel worse for visiting the site, especially if they look at, like, vacation pictures of others and such like that?
Really?
Because in a sense, it makes them envious, and it makes their life more miserable. And you'll have some fun with this, that men are more likely to post self-promotional content in their About Me and Notes section.
Uh-huh.
But women are likely to stress their physical attractiveness and sociability. But when you take a look at these, you know, Facebook is very, very different, because remember, under the Patriot Act, anything that's an email is not covered by the Fourth Amendment's protections of search and seizure. For example, your telephone call is covered by those guarantees, but the Patriot Act says everything that you put on Facebook is wide open to the government.
Oh, wow. Well, Chris, so, we got like a minute left at that. You know what? You've just kind of ruined my Facebook experience. Not that I'm on there that much, but I'm going to go back and look at my stuff, see what kind of information. You know what I get is people tag me with pictures. I've got 90 pictures on there I've never put on myself.
Right.
You know, people can do that. They can add stuff to your, can say where you've gone to, what you do, and all that stuff.
It's going from Facebook to Faceplant.
That's what I like. Okay, Chris, how do they get a hold of you again? What's your website?
So people listen. www.chrisstreetandcompany, chrisstreetandcompany.com. And this has been an incredibly big response.
Well, you know, shit, you know, Chris puts out articles every week, I believe, and he sends them to me, and, we'll have you on more when you, you know, got these things. Because when I see things like this, this is what people need to know. You know, take your kids' pictures off Facebook. My God. Okay, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, hey, we've got to take a break for the news. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking to Eddie McAllister, talking about a Vietnam veteran. Welcome back, and a couple other things. Plus, we have a number of other things we want to talk about. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Israel. To fanfare in Tel Aviv. He's just landed in Jordan. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz is live in Amman.
President Obama arrived here in Amman just about 10 minutes ago as a sandstorm began to clear. His stop is a chance to show appreciation for the help Jordan has supplied over the years, from fostering the peace process to sheltering refugees from the conflict in Syria. Earlier, the president had a warm send-off from Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel, and the president celebrated a phone conversation Netanyahu had earlier in the day with Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan. Relations between the two have been very cold, but Erdogan accepted an Israeli apology over the 2010 Gaza flotilla incident, and he agreed with Netanyahu on the need to normalize relations. Dave?
Mike, we don't know why, but we know what happened. Three Marines are dead at their base in Virginia. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at Quantico.
The two active duty Marines, three of them, two male, one female, found in two locations in Taylor Hall. That's a residence for officer candidates.
This is truly a tragic loss again for the Marine Corps, which has had a number of tragic losses in the last couple of weeks.
Quantico Base Commander Colonel David Maxwell would say little about the incident. Authorities first found the body of a female Marine, then the other two bodies, one believed to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dave?
Rich, the Senate could vote for hours today, late into the night on amendments and then a 2014 budget plan.
It is wrong to balance the budget on the backs of disabled veterans.
Independent Bernie Sanders, critical of the budget House Republicans passed. The GOP says Democrats are wrong to try to raise taxes. A 61-year-old man's in custody in Philadelphia, charged with impersonating a pilot, accused of using a phony ID pretending to work for Air France. He was able to get into the cockpit of a U.S. Airways flight on Wednesday night, then got angry as that crew escorted him off the plane. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There are some angry parents in Chicago, where the city plans to close a lot of public schools. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuipers live in Chicago.
The Chicago School Board is targeting 54 of its 681 schools for closure, saying they face a $1 billion budget deficit. Teachers Union President Karen Lewis takes aim at Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Look at the murder rate in this city. He's murdering schools.
Yep.
He's murdering good jobs.
Yep.
He's murdering housing.
Yep.
What? I don't know what else to call him. Yeah. He's the murder mayor.
School CEO Barbara Bird Bennett says,
we've considered safety, we've considered school performance, we've considered travel for students.
The closings would affect some 30,000 students and 1,000 Chicago school teachers. Dave?
Jennifer, a Houston man is in jail, accused of raping an 11-year-old girl almost every day for months while her mom was at work. She got pregnant and delivered a baby yesterday, the same day Deandra Davis-Williams' bond was set at $150,000. Seeing some gains on Wall Street so far today, the Dow is up 81 points. Is Jay Leno on the way out at the Tonight Show? There's a big buzz that Jimmy Fallon could replace him, and this could be one reason why.
Who's more popular, Jimmy Fallon or Jay Leno?
It's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
When it comes to the TV ratings, The Tonight Show with Leno tends to do better than The Late Show with Fallon. But if you look at social media, Fallon is untouchable. He has 8 million Twitter followers compared to Leno's 500,000. And according to advertisers, those followers can generate as much revenue as TV viewers. Fallon also has a much stronger online video presence. Clips from his show often rack up millions of hits in just days. Sabrina Sabal, Fox News Radio.
Will there be another Harvard-like upset? March Madness resumes next hour. 16 more NCAA tournament games. Harvard is the biggest upset so far, a 14 seed knocking off New Mexico last night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know what? On the show so far today, Gary Cadd, city councilman, came in and said that we are $600 million in debt and unfunded liabilities.
The better part of $1 billion.
Almost $1 billion there. And that this is going to have to be addressed here in the next couple of years. And it all started back in 2002 and 3 and 5 when we were giving raises and not paying into CalPERS like we probably should have when we were making money. So now all of it's unfunded and we have got a lot to have to make up for. And there's going to be some consternation here in the next year. The second thing, of course, is and then Chris Street coming on with his article about Facebook and how you have just opened yourself up to people like you cannot believe, and that they're mining the information and selling it, not only just to merchants but criminals out there, because you have left yourself wide open just on the information and what you're stating, what you're doing on Facebook. Do you have your kids' pictures on Facebook and their names? You might want to go back and revisit that one. Okay. And then, now we have, Eddie McAllister is here, but we've got a lot of things going on here. But first, as we always do, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, and it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 81 points at 14,502. The S&P 500 is positive 9 at 1555. And the NASDAQ is positive 14 at 3237. Active stocks today include Micron Technology up 99 cents at $10.06. And Research in Motion up 18 cents at $16.34. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 12 cents at $9.79, and Tri-Counties Bank is up 5 cents at $17.19. In the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.92%. In commodities, crude oil is up 54 cents at $92.99. Gold is down $6 at $1,607.70. And silver is down 53 cents at $28.67. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday on 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. Give them a call and tell them that you want some information on how to invest your money, or stop by Park Marina Drive. All right, so if it's Friday, it means it's Health Day, and Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance is here to lay it on us. Lay it on us, Amy.
All right, good morning and happy Friday to you guys.
Well, you know what today is, right?
What's today?
Today's Friday.
Oh, thanks!
Okay, all right.
All right, hey, what I wanted to do today is just kind of run through a quick menu for people so you have an idea when I'm talking about eating well what that means. So let's look really quickly at breakfast. First of all, breakfast comes from, I want you to break the fast, right? So I need you to break the fast or have your breakfast within an hour of waking up and no later. So something like maybe 3 egg whites with 1 whole egg, and then maybe having a full cup of berries with that. So the eggs are going to provide an excellent protein source to help build those lean muscles. And then, of course, you're going to have good carbohydrates coming from your fruit to get that brain turned on. About 2.5 to 3 hours later, a snack is going to be necessary for you to have. And I love using plain Greek yogurt topped with berries or mixed nuts. So, again, it's going to help you sustain your energy. You got protein in the Greek yogurt. There's an ideal combination of vitamins and antioxidants from the berries and the nuts. So it makes a really good sustaining snack. And then lunchtime comes. Lunchtime, something like, say, chicken breast, maybe brown rice, and mixed vegetables would be a really good option. And then maybe in the afternoon, you hit that 2 or 3 o'clock lull, you need a little pick-me-up. And for some people, if you're working out after work, this is a good time to get your pre-workout meal in. So something like a piece of bread with some almond butter or natural peanut butter spread on there, and maybe half a banana sliced up on there. So you've got good potassium from the bananas, you've got some good B vitamins coming from the whole wheat bread that you're using, and of course good fats coming from the peanut butter with a little bit of protein in there too. After your workouts, guys, a protein shake is the quick and easy thing to feed those muscles. They need both carbohydrates and they need proteins. So if you have a powder like what we have, the pre-post, that has both carbohydrates and protein in there, it's perfect. You add water, you drink it up, and you're good to go. If you have just what's called a whey protein powder, I need you to add some more yogurt or fruit in there to increase your carbohydrate content. But it's a great way to feed those muscles. Finally, dinner. I want you guys to work on dinner being half of your plate coming from vegetables and the other half from protein, or split it into having a quarter of carbohydrates and a quarter of protein. But mostly it's coming from the vegetables. Finally, we sometimes get that late night nibbles and we want to eat something. Try using protein and a healthy fat. So maybe you have 2 slices of a nitrate-free roast turkey breast, and then take about 1/4 of an avocado and chunk and cut it up into little pieces and eat that, or have a little bit of almonds with it. And that's kind of a nice overview of a good healthy day of eating.
Well, you know, Amy, you've been following me around, haven't you?
I have. I just took the menu from yesterday.
You just took menu from yesterday. This is the way I eat every day.
I know.
Little piece of roasted chicken last night was just perfect before I went to sleep, hanging from upside down by my toes. Okay. Hey, Amy, thank you so much. You're absolutely right. That is exactly the way to eat, because you'll lose weight, you'll maintain your energy all through the day, because most people have these sugar drops and then they have a tendency to stuff things in their mouth.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey,
you want to crowd out the cravings with protein, water, and fiber.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fiber. Does that mean I should like chew on Bob's shirt, because it looks pretty fibrous? I think he makes it out of hemp.
Well, I mean, that's a choice, but I would go with the fruits and vegetables first.
You got it, Amy. Okay, Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, a great place right out there on Bocelli. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You know what? She's a cutie. All right, we got to take a break. We're really running late here. We're going to take a quick break. Andy McAllister is poised and ready to go as soon as we get back.
Relax and enjoy your value time with family and friends. Let us do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Casino on Sunday, March 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Carving station with prime rib and baked ham, plus a waffle station. Buffet includes steamed clams, grilled salmon, eggs benedict, along with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adult, $18.95. Children 5 to 12 years, $7.95. Kids under 4 eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning,
upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Grillers Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Sroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, not a hop with the hop. You get the dissipation and elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. Good Friday morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee at Espresso Joe's, the best walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts. They've supported this community for well over 30 years. Our friends, Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. And now, dun-da-da-da, the weather.
Well, as the sun comes up over the city, we've got mostly clear skies. High today will be near 67 degrees. Winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Clear tonight, low around 45. Those winds out of the northwest will continue. Mostly sunny for your Saturday. A high near 75. And right now in Reading, we are at 40 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Of course, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Head on up tonight. They've got music this weekend. Of course, outstanding food, super service. The ambiance, and you can go out and take a look at their new conservatory out there with all the glass where people can have weddings. And since, you know, and they've got weddings, something like 25, 26 weddings set up there. You might want to take a look at it. Give them a call, 474-5546, and Anselmo Vineyards. Eddie McAllister, welcome back here, my friend.
Hello there.
Okay, there's a, before we even get started, there's a birthday, or an, is it a birthday for your church?
Oh, okay. First, I want to say I really appreciate being on your show this early in the morning, and also the Linda and Carl show, but I don't see a Linda. It's pretty rough looking at you guys.
Well, see, here we go again. Yeah. Where's Linda?
There, yeah. Linda, you missed. So I know she's listening.
Well, get him a button.
And I know there's other people listening because several people told me I was going to be on this show this morning. So I
so, here I, you know what? I try to remind everybody, you know, different ways. Yeah. Yeah. Facebook. Yeah. Now you're on Facebook. We've already learned about that.
So, yeah. So, just very briefly about my church, Second Baptist. We are celebrating the 65th church anniversary on tomorrow, Saturday at 1:30. This is significant to the African American community because it started off in this community and just moved to a different location. We have a pastor, former pastor coming up from Sacramento that's going to bring his choir. So we're going to have a really good time celebrating the 65th church anniversary. I wanted to get that in for those who are listening. And,
where are you located at?
2560 Bunker. Bunker is off of Cypress, one block before you get to Victor. So you headed east on Cypress. Okay. Before you get to Victor, you turn right.
And this church is open to everybody.
Yes.
Of course.
Open to everybody.
Of course.
Yes.
People of all races.
All races.
But one religion.
Yes. Yes. And for 3 years we've been, actually on Sunday night, we have two services, 11 a.m. service and 6 p.m. service. On Sunday night, we actually, for 3 years go and pick up people and especially, from the mission and we, bring them over to the church service and we have 1 hour service, then we feed.
Okay.
And that
how many people do you feed out there, Eddie?
It's an average of maybe 20 on a Sunday.
Okay,
know.
But you go to the Good News Rescue higher. Message or yeah. mission, pick up 20 and come back.
Yeah. We start there and then we go around anybody that calls me. I'm the one in charge of transportation, so.
All right.
Yeah, and it's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look, because we got kind of behind you, we're going to take a quick break and come back because we want to talk about a lot of things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
With Vietnam veterans coming home, and then and some plans that you have and so, you know, for the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Dr. Martin King. Luther King's
I Have Dreams
dream speech.
Yes.
Yeah, I know about that.
Exciting.
Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream.
All right.
Yes.
50th anniversary of that coming 50th. Up here.
What a great event, several events going on in this small county to celebrate Dr. King 50th anniversary.
Now that's going to be, we're going to start, it's in August now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean is that you don't start planning early.
Yeah, and we have the opportunity to start planning early. You know, Martin Luther King Advisory Board started celebrating the anniversary of his speech. I think we started with the 48th year,
uh-huh.
and then the 49th year to enhance the celebration. We also celebrated the 49th anniversary of the Dr. King speech. Uh-huh. Well, maybe it was the 48th, but it was also the 50th anniversary of the Freedom Riders.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, so just to always include something along with Dr. King's speech, you know, to let the community know what else was going on at that time. But celebrating the 50th anniversary is really big, and here we are in March, and we're talking about it. We've been talking about it for the last two or three years over at the Martin Luther King Advisory Board. But what's really significant now is the date that we are going to celebrate is Saturday, August 24th. It's been confirmed that we will have the celebration at the First United Methodist Church, Pastor Rod Brayfriendly and Peggy Rebo. And it'll either be inside or outside, but it accommodate maybe 300 people, a dinner and a program. But at this, but 4 days later at Shasta College, this is big. Shasta College has decided to have a celebration of the 50th anniversary speech also. And they have, they're going to replace it with their kind of like their welcome day, event. Welcome day was the first day of school where they had a lot of vendors out there and information booths and music and food.
Uh-huh.
So, we just had a meeting to establish that they will have that on Wednesday the 28th. So two celebrations of the Dr. King speech within, you know, a couple of days. So that's really very significant to have that, in this county.
It was a significant event in our country. It was a, things have changed very much.
Yes, they have.
You might say things have changed a lot since then.
Yeah, you could say that. We got a little ways to go, but you know, a lot.
But
a
you know
big
what?
Change.
There's been huge changes, and you're right. There's always room for improvement. I mean, there always is in anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the changes have been almost dramatic when you think about it.
Yes.
We have our first black president.
Yes, you know.
Re-elected.
Yeah, that.
You know, I'm not, you know, I'll tell you, and you know this, Eddie, I'm not real crazy about his policies, but you know what? To me, that says a lot about our country.
That's
too.
Changed.
Is that, you know, willing to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're ready for women yet. You know, whack! You know, I'm going to get hit on that one. But
uh-oh.
It seems like we're not ready for that, but maybe we are now. You know, maybe there's a chance for a woman to be president.
We might even be around. You know,
even be around. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we might be.
Yeah.
If I say anything else like that, I might not be around when I get home, and Linda just cold cocks me. There have been changes, but in the county up here, and we're, you know, we're with Redding and the North State.
Yeah.
I think people are accepting. Up mm-hmm. here of changes?
Well, you know, and like I said, we have a few months to incorporate the community in the celebration. We want to involve the community as much as possible.
Well, you have to. It's the entire community should be involved in that this is the 50th anniversary mm-hmm. of an event that in many cases changed the fabric of the United States.
Yes.
And so the community should be involved. And you can have 300 people at the dinner, and then Shasta College is in it. I'm sure there's going to be other events too.
Yeah.
That are going to happen.
Yeah. There'll be some fundraisers to help, you know, to, take care of the expenses. But, you know, also we definitely, you know, anybody that wants to get involved with this planning of this celebration, you know, we have two committees, a marketing committee and a program committee. So, marketing, you know, that's what's happening before the event. The program committee is at the event. So give me a call, 524-7504. If you want to be part of the planning, you have some great ideas, you want to donate, you want to be on the program, you know, we haven't even got our speakers yet. We have a good idea who we want. But just this community being involved with a significant celebration, you know, is really big to me. I get excited talking about it. Every time that someone says to me, you know, Dr. King, you know, I still work in the MLK area, you know, and I see that, that area evolving. I got 20 years over there. I didn't realize it, but I do. I only been here about 20 years.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And you found a home here.
Yeah.
You found a home, Eddie.
Yeah, this is a good place to raise your kids. That's what they say.
Well, is it?
Oh yeah, that's what some people say.
You know, I've had many people, you know, me, but you know, that, you know, blacks from our community here, and they all say the same thing. You know, it's not that everything's perfect, but that Reading is a great place to raise our kids and to live. And I'm really happy to hear that, because you heard people, a bunch of rednecks, blah, 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 blah. But I'm glad to hear this from the community, from all sides. This is a good place to raise kids, and you get, you know, that things are good here.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's good. Hey, look, you know what? We're going to have to take a break. Well, about like a minute. I want to come back and I want to talk about the Vietnam veterans, and then I'll cut you loose about this thing that's coming. I know you're big on that because you are a Vietnam veteran.
Yes,
and thank you so much for your service.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Well, you know, it's an honor as we both know to serve this country.
Oh, yeah.
And so the, you know, the fact is that having this welcome home, for the Vietnam veterans is a big thing, because I was not in then. I mean, I was at the tail end of the war, and I did not go over there, and I did not have the things happen to me, because when we went to war, the country was very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike when you all went and came home. And so anything we can do to do that, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. A welcome home to the Vietnam veterans, which is going to be happening here a week from Saturday.
March 30th.
We'll be right back after these messages. Eddie McAllister is with me. We're going to be talking about welcoming home our Vietnam veterans. And then after that, later on, I've got some other things we need to talk about. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama is now in Amman, Jordan.
The president's stop here in Jordan is a natural extension of his visits to Jerusalem and the West Bank. Jordan has long been a key player in the peace process and is the Arab country closest to Israel. It's also an opportunity to show support for King Abdullah, whose kingdom was shaken by the Arab Spring and is now being strained by a flood of refugees from neighboring Syria. It's also a country that finds itself caught in the middle of the tension over Iran's nuclear program.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz in Amman. Police in Brunswick, Georgia, closing off streets, looking for a boy accused of killing a toddler.
I put my arms over my baby and he shoved me. And then he shot my baby right in the head.
Sherry West says she was walking her son on a stroller when two kids, 10 to 15 years old, demanded money, one pulling the trigger when she said she didn't have any yesterday morning near her house. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This Sunday, it's Radio Hall of Famer Warren Duffy. His new book is entitled The Green Tsunami, a tidal wave of eco-babble drowning us all. He'll talk about how globalists have seized control of the environmental movement and what you can do to stop America's freedoms from being swept away. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my two-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading has been family-owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Mako and Redding, 226-0992. Brett Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, chemtrails, conspiracy to control the population, or a desperate attempt to save the world from climate change. A locally produced video is making the rounds. How could such a huge geoengineering project be concealed in plain sight? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Yo, welcome back. Welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott, yes. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Well, who's Carl Bott?
Who's Carl Bott?
I get that all the time. Linda's dad asked me that the other day. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Great people there, DC Tim and the man in black. I tell you, they all give great haircuts, and it's just a good place to go to. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Hey, my guest today is Eddie McAllister. We're going to finish this up here, and Eddie and I have been talking about the celebration that's coming up on, you know, for the 50th anniversary mm-hmm. of the Martin Luther King speech, I Have a Dream. But also, I think it's the 65th anniversary of the church here.
Second Baptist Church.
Second Baptist, which is a predominantly black church.
Yes,
but,
it is.
But it's open to everybody.
Open to everyone. Oh, yeah.
And then now we're going to talk about the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. And that's going to be March 30th, a week from tomorrow.
Yes. Saturday, March 30th. Starting at 10 a.m. at the Veterans Hall, but also at the same time, there will be a ceremony up at the Igo Cemetery for Missing in America Project. That's uh-huh. Fred Talante, and he is also going to be the key speaker. But prior to that, he and his group will also, and Vietnam veterans and other veterans, will be burying about 13 veterans up at the
right.
cemetery.
It starts at 10 o'clock down on Yuba Street at yeah. the Veterans Hall here. At 9:30, I think that they're taking the group up there.
Yes.
They're going to ride up there, you know, so you can see the ceremony at 10:30
yeah.
at Igo at mm-hmm. the Veterans Cemetery. And then come on back down because there's going to be lunch there. There's going to be a whole day
Sons of Italy.
They are so good.
Man, they've been supporting us this is our fourth year. The 4 years, we don't even have to ask them anymore. They're right there all the time.
Sons of Italy are a great group. Frank Rose Vietnam and veterans. All those
Jim
guys.
Nobly.
Oh, all those guys are super.
Chicho Cucciarilli and all the battalion name guys. Yeah, they're great. And so, you know, free lunch.
It's a free lunch.
Free Italian lunch.
There's no such thing as a free lunch, Eddie. Come on.
Yeah, we are looking
for
members.
In this case, there are.
We're looking for members.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So this is a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, the fourth annual. It's going to be a week from tomorrow. It's going to be Saturday, March 30th. It begins at 10 o'clock. However, if you want to go up and be at 10 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery, they are going to be interring unclaimed,
yes.
From the Missing in America Project.
13 of them.
And then going back down there, cause there's, what else is going on during that day besides lunch? You got a great lunch from the,
program. Like I said, Fred Salante of Missing in America Project right. will be the speaker, and there's proclamations and food and,
yeah.
and music starts at, 9:30. No, uh-huh. 10:30. 10:30, the Shoma Band, you know.
The Shoma Band.
These are all veterans, Vietnam veterans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they play the music from the era. So it's very, very, the event, you know, there'll be the helicopter from the Historical Society always shows up.
A lot of things out there, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great day.
I know it's going to be a great day.
It always turns out. Salvation Army will be there providing coffee and donuts for the riders and everything. So we got some community involvement.
So you don't have to be there the whole time.
No.
You can stop by between the hours of 10 and 3, show your support, welcome home our Vietnam veterans,
yeah.
something that they really didn't get. when they started coming home so many years ago.
You know, I see that ribbon. I see that ribbon on a lot of vehicles, especially trucks.
I see that.
And I want to pull them guys over and say, do you know, we got a lot of Vietnam veterans out there.
A lot of them.
Who are not involved with our chapter, and that's chapter 357. And we'll have, applications there at the door if you would like to join us. And you've seen the fantastic monument that we're working on.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Make you proud.
Linda and I bid against each other to buy one of the paintings.
Oh, you bet.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
We were bidding against. Yeah, we were bidding against each other and drove the price up. That was to get that, but that was, it's a beautiful monument.
Yeah.
And we got to keep working on that.
You know, our chapter really, we are very diverse. You know, at one time, she's not here right now, but Julie Clausen was our vice president. So we were very proud to have a woman vice president because she's a Vietnam veteran, our Air Force. But, you know, just recently our chapter sponsored, Matsiko, which was a children's orphans choir from Liberia and Peru at the Vets Hall concert out there, and they were out at the Shasta College.
Remember
so
that.
Getting involved with community, you know, the people, letting people know who we are, you know, definitely.
Sure.
We'll be at the Sheriff's Multicultural Celebration April 6th. We were out at the Shasta Lake Multicultural Celebration, just getting information out there, being in the community.
Yeah, we need to have the sheriff come in here and cut an ad for that multicultural.
Anyway, April 6th.
Eddie McAllister, thank you for what you do for our community there, my friend. And we'll be talking more about this. And happy birthday to your church.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
That's
now, I have to say, I am a community organizer, but I am not representing public health at this time. I have to say that.
Well, look, you can always become president. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us.
call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Yeah.
In pocket, gunpowder.
I was so in love with Chrissy.
Oh. Give me a quickie on the weather. Yeah. Welcome back.
High near 67 today under sunny skies. Winds gusting about 20 miles an hour. Clear tonight, low around 45. Weekend mostly sunny, high near 75. Right now in town, we are at about 43 degrees, and weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
474-5546. Make arrangements out there. The great food, great service, just a great place. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? How about because? Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and of course, the fact they're locally owned and family operated. That's right. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. It's Friday and I'm giving away the final two tickets to the Spring Home and Garden Expo. That's right. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Starts today at 1 p.m. You have Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm giving away two tickets to the first caller at 530-605-4567. You can get two tickets to the Spring Home and Garden Expo.
And Carl, we have a caller wanting to know about that motorcycle ride for the veterans.
Okay.
Details on that real quick while I take the phone call.
Okay, and that will be you head on down to the Shasta County Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, and they, I think, are going to leave at 9:30, or you have to be there at 9:30. So I'd get there a little bit earlier than 9:30, to be part of the, group that's heading up there to the Veterans Cemetery at IGA. All right. So I'd say get there, be parked by 9:30, on the 30th. This, remember, March 30th at 1605 Yuba Street, the Vets Hall. And no, I only had two tickets left. So the, so Mike, you get both tickets. All right. Thank you. Thanks everybody for calling. Everybody's calling. I'm sorry. I only had two left. Gave away all of them earlier on. Okay. Now, where are we at? Let's talk about something. We, you know, we're talking about, you know, the gun owners of California, my friends, if you don't have a ticket to that, it's way too late. They are sold out. They've sold every seat. They have sold every table. For the Gun Owners of California dinner and fundraiser for tomorrow night, again, down at the Veterans Hall. The place is filled up. Now, when you ask yourself why, you know, last year they only had 95 people. This year, well over 260. You know, who knows how many more they're going to stuff in there. But here's the bottom line on it, you know, is that people are interested about what's going on. And then when you tie into this a front page story that says that there's an ammo shortage. Well, if you are a shooter, if you are a shooter or a hunter and you like to practice, which you should practice, or if you're going to carry a concealed weapon and you should be, if you are, which I think everybody, every adult male and female that fits the criteria to have a concealed weapon should apply for it. So that you take care of yourself, that is that responsibility, as long as you fit the criteria and you can pass the classes. I think you should apply for that. Anyway, there is a shortage of ammo. There is a huge shortage of ammo. You go in, it's like this. I go into a store, the guy looks around like this is a bad drug deal, says, we're getting some ammo in tomorrow. Oh yeah, what kind? I think we're getting some 45. 45? Yeah. You know, it's, what kind? Well, it's hardball. Oh, the kind you can practice with. Okay, when's it coming in? Hey look, it's gonna come in at 7:30 in the morning, but we don't open up till 9. Well, how about look, here's $20. Can I, you know, I'll save you two boxes. All right. Is it that bad? Well, yeah, it's that bad. You know, you go into a place. Yeah. Can I buy some 9mm? No. There's going to be some tomorrow though. So why is this? Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about this, including Congressman Doug LaMalfa writing a letter to the Department of Homeland Security because those little porkers, bought 1.6 billion rounds of ammo. Those pigs. You know, that's like inviting, you know what? That's like your uncle eating all the cake on the anniversary or the birthday. And he leaves you crumbs around the edges. 1.6 billion. And do they buy something like esoteric? You know, something like a 45-70 round? No, they buy 9mm, they buy 45, they buy the 5.56. All the stuff that they don't want you to buy, they're buying it all up. 1.6 billion rounds. So Congressman LaMalfa, thank you there, Doug, says, well, why'd you buy all these rounds and all Hollow Point and all this? I understand training, but this is 5 rounds for every person in the United States. That's how much they bought. 5 rounds per person for everybody in the United States. Which Bob is sitting there going, poo-poo, I've got one for every person in the United States. he's got linked machine gun ammunition. I'm giving him up right now. Anyway, so this is what's going on. Now, is this wrong for the government to do this? Well, no. I mean, the government said, well, look, you know what? We buy in bulk and we can save money. Why so much? How many agencies in the government are authorized to carry guns, by the way? Do you know what Social Security is? Yeah, they got agents there in Social Security. Of course, IRS is, they're probably all armed. Who else? Secret Service, Marshals and all this. I understand they have to practice. In fact, I would like law enforcement to practice with those weapons so that we don't get into a huge shootout and I'm standing there, 2 blocks away and I get plunked from around because the guy didn't know what he was doing. Anyway, but there is a shortage of ammunition. But if you remember, my friends, the first time that President Obama was elected, there was a shortage of ammunition again and guns, primers, reloading equipment, everything. But I think this time it's worse. And then it's exasperated by the fact that the government's buying 1.6 billion rounds. And by the way, that we talked about those NRAPs, those mine resistant, armored, protection vehicles, 2,000 of them. Well, there were bought, but it wasn't all for the Department of Homeland Security. That was wrong. Many of them went to the Marine Corps where they were supposed to go. Now, some of them did go to Department of Homeland Security. Somebody just sent me a photo of one in a state in the Southwest. They've got them. It is. They're cool. It's something that we could have used in Iraq back in the early, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7. We didn't have them, so they just blew us up. We could have used these. So now they've got them, but we don't have a war. Give the administration a little time. We'll get into one. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to finish up with some things that are going on, including a cover-up. And it looks like a purported cover-up, according to a federal magistrate, of a death. And not the death, but the investigation, everything they could possibly do to drag their feet and hinder an investigation. And this is from our federal authorities. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't.
Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, down. Community Talk Radio for the North State. It's Friday, my friends, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Hey, what a great time this weekend to go out and buy yourself a new Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Talk to your neighbors. They're going to give you a great deal, great prices there. The service department there at Reading Crown Motors is the best. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. They will make a deal that you can take pride in as they take pride in serving our community. Reading Crown Motors. All right. Next week, Monday, we're going to have a busy day. Senator Jim Nielsen is going to call in at 8 o'clock, and then Senator Doug LaMalfa will be in our studios around 8:30. So he'll be talking about the new bill he passed, plus probably the letter that he wrote to the Department of Homeland Security and a number of other things. He'll be here with us. And we've got a couple other things happening that day. Of course, tomorrow's Gun Owners of California and the Turtle Bay auction that they're having. That's a big fundraiser for Turtle Bay, which, you know, other things that are going on, that is a huge success for them. So if you've got, you know, take your choice. If you haven't already got tickets, it's too late for Gun Owners of California. You might want to roll into the other one. Let's talk about the Bothell family, or the Battelle family, I'm sorry. They're the ones that the little 9-year-old boy was killed in in an accident at Lassen Park. And when the wall they were on crumbled and collapsed on them, on the trail. And that is bad enough. That's horrible enough. But they suffered another outrage when they find out, and this was comes from a federal magistrate that says, hey, this needs to go forward. This $24 million lawsuit against Lassen Park needs to go forward. Is because that the judge believes that our own federal workers in government purposely destroyed evidence. Darlene Kuntz and Chief Ranger John Roth have been accused of destroying evidence, and including the wall itself that was the boy was sitting on, plus others, other documents were redacted, shredded, all of these things. Now, where have we heard Ms. Kuntz's name before? Oh yeah, she's the one that let fire took off in Lassen Park, and you know, what was it, 28,000 acres? Was burnt? Okay, I may be wrong about 28,000 acres, but she is the one that was in charge of the Reading Fire. Ah, you're wrong. It was 28,000 acres in the park in the adjacent national forest. Park officials, including Kuntz, were criticized for letting the fire burn out of control. Anyway, this is something that I'm starting to think, you know, what in the heck is going on here? I mean, this was a terrible tragedy that this family suffered, and yet why are we trying to cover it up? It was a mistake, unless there's more to it than that. In any case, if they are found to have been culpable in this, that they did conceal evidence, will there be charges against them? Yes, there should be. I mean, you're trying to cover up the aspects of somebody being killed. So, I find this just kind of reprehensible. I mean, it's enough of be a tragedy, okay? But then to have this happen is just, yeah. All right. What else? Do we have a phone call here, Bad Bob? Cause I'm getting ready to close this week out.
We got a couple of things. First of all, those tickets are back up for grabs because Mike called in and said that he can't go because he checked with the wife, with, you know, the boss of the bunch and,
Okay.
So the tickets are for good.
All right. The Spring Expo tickets. If you want these tickets, give us a call at 605-4567 and you can have the tickets.
Also, we have Jim on the line with a comment.
Okay, Jim, you're on.
Yeah. Hey, it's real quick here. What the news media, throughout the whole nation seems to be missing
they're talking about the amount of rounds and the type of bolts, and how come everybody has to have so many bolts, and how come we need to have some stuff. It's so we can protect ourselves against the government when they come, when they go awry.
Well, okay. I have, you know what?
That's what they need to know. I mean, the reason why people have a gun with 20 clips, with 20 rounds, is so when the military comes after you that's gone awry, you got protection.
I don't know if it's going to be the military, Jim. I'm telling you right now, I know people in the military, they would no sooner take up arms against their neighbors than my son would, who is a U.S. Marshal. But,
that's right, but
we should have the right to be able to arm ourselves at least in the point of having a semi-automatic weapon with multiple rounds and be able to defend ourselves in that sense. Yes, I agree with you 100%. We have to run. Thank you. Yep. Paul, you have won the tickets. Head on down to 1326 Market Street. And pick up your tickets. You can pick them up today. It'll be in, just come in. Somebody will have them for you. Under Paul. All right. Okay. My gosh. We're getting ready to run. Right. Okay. Right
outside
after the show. Outside the wire. Hey, we're talking chemtrails today. Tell me that that's not going to be interesting. And then after that, Agenda 21 with Paul Preston. Okay. Hey, have a great weekend. If you're going to the Gun Owners of California, stop by and say hello to me. Stop by and see our table. Say hello. And we'll be back Monday morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Much fanfare a short time ago to welcome President Obama to Jordan. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live in Amman.
The president's stop here underscores the important role that Jordan plays on a host of issues, from the peace process to the refugee crisis out of Syria. The president showing support for an ally who has weathered the stormy Arab Spring. Meanwhile, the administration claiming a success on this trip achieved just before the president left Israel. It came in a phone call by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan. Netanyahu apologized for operational errors when Israel stopped a Gaza blockade running ship from Turkey 3 years ago. 9 Turks were killed. Israeli officials say Erdogan accepted and that the two leaders agreed to normalize relations. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. A murder-suicide on the U.S. Marine base in Quantico, Virginia remains under investigation. Officials say one Marine shot and killed 2 colleagues, a man and a woman, before killing himself. All 3 identified as staff members.